CliffCentral.com. Okay, let's get to something far more important. The money. Now, we don't need an excuse to ask Anthea to be busy because we like it when Seleho Tsatsi comes in. Hey, how are you, dude?
Very good, yes.
Yeah, good.
On super sub duty.
I'm glad you're here because we're trying to replace Anthea with
you. Yeah, it's a very slow transition. It's taken longer than I thought.
But we don't want to rush you. We want you to have a comfortable experience.
We'll take our time with it.
Also, we have to be very careful because if Anthea smells a rat, she's going to... She's going to have a temper tantrum.
Know, yeah. It's like The Departed. I don't know if you saw that movie. But
yes, exactly. There's no sense of humor there. If she smells something's going on. So first of all, how's your new year going so far?
Very good. Very busy.
It is? That's fantastic. Okay. And how are the markets so far this year?
So they were doing well up until, I suppose, the outbreak of this coronavirus. Now there's a bit of fear in the air.
Oh boy.
But I guess we're going to have to see. Markets this week, it looks like, are going to open quite a bit weaker because of it.
Okay. So, again, markets are the most skittish things in the universe. Markets are more scared than the mother of a 3-year-old at, you know, an amusement park with all the rides are dangerous. It's just everything that happens in the world freaks out the markets. You'd think they'd be a little more resilient, but they really aren't. Anything happens, immediately people go, get the jitters.
Yes, and I think the fact that we also are coming off such a strong run, we've had about 5 months of strong stock market performance, there's a lot of people that are looking and thinking, should I take some risk off the table now?
Yeah. Okay, so if you talk about risk off the table, what do we do then? Because a lot of people say that gold is a safe haven. Anthea seems to be of the opinion that that's for pirates. But there are a couple of things that you can do if you are a more conservative investor that will protect your money against these vagaries. What are those things? I mean, in general terms, and then we can get to specifics.
Okay, so speaking very generally, I think the two things you want to look at are, one, you want to be aware of valuations. Mm-hmm. So in the US, for example, valuations are very high versus history. We had a 4 at 19 for the 19 PE for the S&P 500 versus a 4 at 16 or 15.5 historically. So we are on the higher end of things.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to keep in mind. And then it's really the types of businesses that you invest in. You want to invest in very high quality, resilient businesses, very high return on capital businesses.
You know, it's amazing. I saw a valuation for Tesla the other day, and then I looked at the valuation for General Motors. And General Motors is like a 100-year-old company, right? And they don't have anything near the valuation of Tesla. Tesla's a couple of years old. And neither of them really are making anything that dramatically different. The one is just more electric vehicles. And the other one is just a more conventional vehicle company that relies on perhaps a background of older technology, but more or less the same things that they're developing now. Isn't that amazing?
It is. I think no stock separates investors more than Tesla. You have bulls and the bears, and both are always going at each other. It's now the second most valuable car company in the world, which is astounding. It's worth two Ferraris, or the market caps of two Ferraris. It's really amazing that it's...
And we don't mean two cars. We mean two companies.
Two market caps of two Ferrari companies. It's now reached $100 billion valuation, which is incredible.
Now, let's go to our markets quickly, because I know you've got a bunch of things you want to talk about. Naspers sold about a percentage of its Prosus stake to Funderbar. What is Prosus, and how did they... Why just sell 1% of anything? How much is it worth?
So Prosus, Naspers owns just under 3/4 of Prosus. So last year, Naspers spun off all of its South African assets, foreign technology assets into Prosus.
Okay.
The biggest one being Tencent by far. So the value of Tencent, which is about 31%, that Naspers through Prosus owns, is worth more than the rest of the company combined. So, it trades at quite a big discount to that Tencent valuation.
Okay, so what are they going to do with that money?
So they're going to buy back shares in Naspers. The idea being that because Naspers is trading at a discount to its to the sum of its parts,
they can own the parent share. More of that.
Yes. And it should be value accretive for shareholders. Essentially, you're buying back something that's trading at a large discount. So over time, if you do more of that, the share should rise.
Okay.
So as you say, it is difficult because it is only about a percent. Was this a signaling move? Will they do more of it going forward? We'll have to see. But I think it is positive, generally.
All right. What about ShopRite? What's going on there?
Yeah, so ShopRite was one of two positive retail trading reports that we had coming out last week. They had sales growing 10% in South Africa, which, as we know, is a very good result given the current environment that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Africa continues to be a struggle for them. Sales were down about 3%. Currency devaluations continue to be an issue. But I think generally it was a very well-received trading update. The share was up about 5% after they released it.
What's the other one? You said that one of two retail stores.
Yes. Clicks was the other trading update last week. Also a good set of numbers. Sales were up about 10%, and they had same store sales growing in the mid single digits. Now that share was down 4.7% on the day that they released these results, but that's because expectations for Clicks are so high. So a lot of investors have bought into Clicks shares because you get a high degree of certainty of a very metronomic like growth coming out of Clicks. It's a very bankable growth stream.
Slow and steady.
Yes.
Okay, so there's no immediate jumps up or down expected from Clicks, but that's good news that at least two places seem to have been bucking the trend of otherwise a very tough retail environment.
Yes, hopefully the start of a longer trend.
Okay, AVI. What is AVI?
Yes,
I remember you've explained this to me before.
Yes, so they're a consumer-facing company that own brands like I&J and Baker's Biscuits, Eat Some More.
Oh, okay.
Yes, very high quality business, very well run business, but they are definitely struggling in this environment. So they only grew their sales by 1% over the period, and their earnings per share are going to decline by between 3 to 5%. And they pointed towards a very difficult Christmas and Black Friday period. Also, load shedding played an impact, and we'll see that in Amplats' production report as well. It's a high-quality company, but it's at a pretty high valuation, so it's one that I would be staying away from at the moment.
All right. You mentioned Anglo-American Platinum.
Yeah, so Amplats, as we know, the platinum sector has been on fire for the last over a year now.
And you mean that in a good sense, in an Australian yes. bush sense.
Yes, yes. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, let's clear that up.
The one thing that was interesting about this production report is they pointed out the impact that load shedding has had on their output, on the amount of platinum group metals that they've mined in the last year.
Yeah.
So in the last quarter of 2019, they said about a 70,000 ounce impact was felt because of a load shedding.
So they've
incident.
Put a number on it, which yes, is interesting.
And so to put that 70,000 number into a context, Amplats last year produced 1.15 million ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So 70,000 isn't nothing. It's a pretty significant number.
No, it's a big number, but what is the platinum price at the moment? Do we know?
Yes, so platinum is at just over $1,000 an ounce.
So 70,000 ounces, we're talking 700 million?
Yeah, so it actually probably is a bit more than that because it's not just platinum.
$700 million.
It's not just platinum in that number. It's also palladium, rhodium, other.
Yeah.
There's a whole basket.
And palladium has been skyrocketing.
Yes,
too.
Best performing commodity of 2019.
My maths is really terrible. Yours is way better. But let me just see if I can do this. So 70,000 ounces multiplied by $1,000 an ounce. Okay, so $70 million lost because of the idiots at Eskom.
So it's a very real, a very tangible way of seeing the impact that this Eskom issue is having on the economy.
Well, it's interesting that they actually put a number to it, I suppose.
Yes.
And as you say, the other platinum group metals doesn't make it any easier because some of them are even more expensive than platinum.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know whether they're going to be able to figure out across the entire economy what the load shedding has cost us.
It would be interesting if we could get an
interesting
estimate.
And scary.
Probably depressing.
While
yes.
we're talking about mining, tell me about Kumba Iron Ore.
They also had a trading statement last week, mm-hmm. and the share's down 9% since they released it. So it's performed poorly. And the reason is that they came in below expectations. So at the midpoint of the earnings per share range they gave, it's about 50 Rand 70 cents per share in earnings. And that's 9% lower than what the market was expecting. This is just a trading statement. So at this stage, we don't know what's driven that miss. It could be, and it's probably most likely cost blowout, so expenses growing faster than expected. At the moment, iron ore prices are still very high because Vale had that terrible dam incident in Brazil last year. And so we're still coming off a low supply number for global iron ore production. But it'll be interesting to see what actually caused this miss.
Sure. While we're talking about local businesses and one that has not had the greatest time, I mean, you mentioned that Lake Charles Chemicals project, but one of the international companies, Netflix, how are they looking? Because everybody said, oh, this is the best company. And for a little while, I had some minimal shareholding in there and I was watching it just go up and up and up.
Yes.
But it seems to have slowed down.
Yeah, so I think as of Friday, it was only up 7% over the last year, which is well behind what the broader market has done.
Yeah.
In this Q4 2019 earnings report, they said that they grew their US subscriber number by only 420,000, which is well below expectations. And that's been a big focus for investors because the US subscriber base is obviously a lot more profitable than some of your emerging market subscribers. So that was the first big issue. But secondly, I think the cash flow burn that the company is still undergoing is a bit of a concern. So Netflix burnt about $3.3 billion in 2019. They have said that that's going to be their trough in terms of how much cash they burn per year. So in 2020, they're looking to burn $2.5 billion, and that number should decline going forward.
All right. Anything else you want to throw in?
I think the final one would be Sasol.
Yes.
They updated the market on Lake Charles there was a fire there. Mm-hmm. Essentially, they said that the issue isn't as big as the market feared. The share was up about 3% after they released the announcement. So there were no employees or contractors hurt. There's not going to be a major CapEx or scheduling issue because of this. But I think at this stage, investors are still nervous and very skeptical.
Well, the share's down 13% so far, right?
Yes.
And last year wasn't, as I said earlier, a great year for them.
Yes, so I think investors are saying we're going to wait and see on this one.
All right, Salehe, thanks very much. Anthea sent me a message to say she's listening and she knows what we're plotting against her. So it's too late for us now. We better take cover.
I might not come back alive.
Then she'll come and hunt me down afterwards. So if something happens to you, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, you're next.
Oh, all right, thank you. Salehe Tsatsi and this morning's Money Shot. Very good. CliffCentral.com.